I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put up the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation, that means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll of the day has to do with the Commanders and playing their first
starters.
Team players.
Yep. Do you want to see the starters at least for a couple series, yes or no?
Four options, actually.
Okay.
There's one series, mm-hmm. one quarter, one half, and doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can vote at Junks Radio. What would you vote for?
Hold on.
I'd vote for one quarter.
What did you say, one series?
Actually, I'd vote for one half. What the heck?
I probably would vote for a half. Because that would probably be three series.
You want to see your starters for a half?
Yeah, why not?
What if the other team's just got all UPS drivers?
Okay, okay, well then maybe you
you're
can
not gaining anything.
I want to build a rhythm. I'm gonna go back to Tom Brady's 2018 preseason stats EB with the Patriots, where he had like now I've forgotten which year was which.
But one year he had 50,
like 45 passes, whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want it to be over with. I mean, I get nothing.
You just want the regular season stuff.
I get very little from other than I'm excited to talk about, you know, whatever little angles we can. But and I'm just ready for the regular season. I just hate that the starters don't play meaningful.
We always say this. We clamor for the preseason. Then once the preseason gets here, we hate it.
Well, my only quibble would be I'm desperate for the season to start. Necessarily preseason. Preseason's a good. It's just a box you check. I mean, it just sucks. I don't know.
How jacked are you going to be?
I'll be more nervous than jacked.
Well, just excited.
I'm excited.
On September 7th.
But I'm telling you, I'll have anxiety probably for the first 3 or 4 weeks until we kind of set a tone and see if there's some level of consistency, or are we going to go back to sort of a different team every week? Like, you know what I mean? Is the defense going to be better like we think?
Mm-hmm.
Is the offense going to pick up where they left off, assuming Terry's there and everything? I have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Let me throw this out. So in the NFC East last year, Eagles won it at 14-3. Commanders are 12-5. Cowboys finished 7-10. And the Giants were an abysmal 3-14. Now, the year before that, Washington finished in dead last, going 4-13.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 4-13, forgetting my
something
math.
Like
4-13. I saw Colin Cowherd say this, and I almost was buying into it. You know, I like to throw the rookies in as fast as possible, and Jackson Dart's performance raised a lot of eyebrows, right? I think that he was on the field for four possessions. They scored every one of them. He had some nice runs. Or at least one nice run, touchdown, that sort of thing.
Yeah, look,
and especially if you look at one of the touchdowns, it was like one of those perfect balls downfield, just over a corner's arm, right into the receiver's arms. And he said, people think that the Giants are far off, but he pointed to, they've got Andrew Thomas at left tackle. They got Malik Nabers at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
They got Kayvon Thibodeau and now Abdul Carter. To go along with Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence, his point was they're not that far off. And they have a really good coach. Now, some people would argue that, but he has a proven track record with Josh Allen when he was a coordinator and then early success with the Giants with Daniel Jones.
No, I think your point is well taken. It could be a much more difficult game than you sort of think, sort of on the face of it.
And yeah. Could they be a team that turns it around,
sure.
Like Washington? Because every year there's a team. You know, last 2 years it's been the Texans, and then last year it was the Commanders that came from being one of the dregs of the league, a cellar dweller, to all of a sudden being a playoff team. Now, both those teams drafted quarterbacks with the number two pick. Mm-hmm. C.J. Stroud, Jaden Daniels. Jackson Dart, not a number two pick. And they're in a different situation where they're likely, barring some complete script change, they're going to start Russell Wilson at quarterback.
Right.
But
for a while. And eventually.
You got Jackson Dart if he's impressing all the time.
Well, that's what
and Jackson Dart would have Malik Nabers.
Yeah, that's what I said the other day. I said, you're going to see Jackson Dart. It might not be in week two, week three. I think you're going to see him in the first 6 weeks.
I think you're probably.
Unless Russell Wilson's just killing it and they're 4-2.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody expects that.
You think Wilson's going to go in there and be terrible?
I think he'll be like he was last year.
Huh.
Uninspiring.
Yeah. I mean, you draft a kid in the first round, you want to see him. So unless Russell Wilson's not making mistakes and they're winning games, a lot of it because of the defense, you probably won't see Dart, but I think you're going to see him sooner than later. So they are an interesting story.
Yeah.
Because of what they added.
Because
Carter's going to be a beast mode.
Yeah, I saw four snaps. He had two pressures.
Well, he's just going to be legit. He's going to be Micah Parsons.
He's like, yes, he's very much.
He's going to be
Micah Parsons.
That's exactly what he's going to do. That's what he was like at Penn State, just like Micah.
That's annoying. I think that, you know. Hopefully, I don't know what's going to happen with this Connerly deal, but Logan Paulson got me fired up when he showed those two clips of him.
That he was good. You said, you know, he liked
making
them.
Some good plays that he said, like, you just can't coach. I mean, those are just like special elite things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, hopefully with Tunsil and, I mean, look, Connerly will take his, he'll take his lumps as a rookie, but hopefully we can handle some of that stuff.
Just might be something to watch. Like, we, you know, I mean, the Giants games last year, first game, very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Second game, it wasn't like they blew them out. The competition might be a little bit better in the NFC East than we expected.
I know.
Well, especially if Dak stays healthy. Because
I will be a little bit heartbroken if we lose to the Giants. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be a little bit heartbroken.
You mean week one, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be a little bit like, whew. I mean, that's, it's one game. Means nothing. I remember the Giants lost their first two games that one year. It was 2008, yeah, whatever. They lost by like 80 points. And they won and they Super won Bowl. Super Bowl. Anyway.
Sure.
So, kind of an outlier. It doesn't mean anything, but it will
But you don't want to lose the division game out of the gates.
I don't want to lose
gates.
The division game against the Giants in week one.
And that Giants 0-2 start winning the Super Bowl is an outlier because 90% of the teams that start off 0-2 don't make the playoffs. Even since they expanded it to 17 games.
Has that held up?
Yes.
Yeah.
But even as they've added a wild card team.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1. On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think Dallas is going to be better, assuming Dak is healthy, because when he's not there, you know, you got to go to Joe Milton or whoever else they got. But they added George Pickens. I think they're going to be better. I think the Giants are going to be better as well.
Yeah, I think I need to get Terry back out there, and I need to get some positive reports from the offense, because I'm looking at the schedule and I'm just looking at it like a big scaredy cat right now.
Here's what the Giants don't have though, Jason, and I just read a report about, you know, we do this, all the beat reporters in every city that's covering team, they do this, that they'll
running game
raise the panic meter every day. But it was something about their offensive line. Now, I mentioned Andrew Thomas at left tackle. He's a premier, but maybe they don't have a good offensive line. And I do think, you know, the running back's very unproven. Is it Tracy?
Yeah, Tracy. But they drafted Scadabo, so we'll see how
soon. Is he playing the first preseason game?
I
didn't see.
I thought he had an injury.
He has a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you guys know that.
I thought they were trying to address the offensive line issues for the last couple of years. So it's got to be better than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'm just telling you a headline that I saw, and then I read the article. It just said that they were struggling. But
you guys know that Dylan Lauby is a very, very, very close friend with my son's friends. And with Vinny and Joe and those guys, their families. And we had Dylan on our show, right? Also did it on my Tales from the Foxy Gator. We had Dylan on. and have been following Dylan. And he's with the Raiders last year, marginal impact, but he was with the he was on the regular season roster all season.
Oh, he was. Okay.
And so and this year, though, with Pete Carroll there, and they added to the running back room, Pete Carroll admitted to people that he had no idea who Dylan Lauby was. No idea. And I said before camp started, he's going to have a hard time here. He's a great kid. He's a super hard worker, but you know they just they've added all these names. He's been like he's been kind of the talk of camp. Carroll's kind of fallen in love with him because of the effort, because of the practice, you know, just the way he handles himself. And he's not like going to be some star or anything for them, but I'm rooting like crazy for him. To make that 53.
And he's a good kid.
He's a great kid, and they're writing articles about him. And he talks about, I'm not here for the money. I'm not here. I'm just here because I love to play, and I want to prove that I can play at this level.
Remind me how your son and their friends know him.
So he grew up, he was a star on all these kids that Stevie played with at Marist on their when those kids all grew up on their club lacrosse team. He was a star. But he also was a star football player.
Right.
Okay. He was like the fastest kid in lacrosse.
But he didn't go to Marist.
No, because I think he was getting looks from Notre Dame for lacrosse, but he wanted to play football. So he ended up going to like
New Hampshire
or something with no football pedigree really, but it was like the only Division I school that because he's small.
Because he could
and
play
it's
both.
Wild. No, just he played football.
Oh, he didn't play lacrosse.
No, okay. He just dedicated himself. He wanted to play football was his first love. He was just a great athlete and would out athlete people on the lacrosse field. And he's just a great
kid. That's crazy that he could have gone to Notre Dame to play lax and he decided to go to New Hampshire to play football.
Correct. He wanted to play football. That was his whole thing. And what's new to me, and you guys might know this better than I did, and I'm always flummoxed because like Long Island actually doesn't have a tradition of like great football players. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of small schools and they're just like average like football players.
Right.
So for him to maybe make the Raiders, it's a big deal.
It's a lacrosse area.
And yeah, it's very well known for lacrosse and other things, but not football.
Five carries for 34 yards in the first preseason game.
So he's doing everything. His way to make it is special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He had a catch, too.
He had a catch. I think he returned a kick. So he's doing a little of everything, but he's raising eyebrows. Look,
they drafted Genty.
Yeah. He's not going to be their starting tailback.
No, I understand.
He's going to be like the 53rd guy. But, I'm rooting for him. We've had him on the show. It's a interest story.
If he makes it again, we'll get him back on.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be awesome.
For sure. It's I think it's fun for people to keep an eye on. I know I certainly am.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.